The Dancing Girl by C.M. Hardman. Mierde! Staring at my satin-clad feet, I barely heard the good luck endearment whispered to me as I waited in the wing. My mind was elsewhere, in trenches and battlefields, with him. My mother had said dancing in the first musical since the Theatre Royal opened was an honour. Good for morale! But being here without him, in the place we met, seemed wrong somehow. The curtain drew back, and the troupe began to move forward in unison, taking me with it. I stumbled momentarily, having missed the cue. First position. My body moved independently, my subconscious remembering the steps, keeping me in time with the others. On point. As we rhythmically played out the routine across the wooden stage, I couldn't seem to draw my eyes from the spotlight, from where he would have been. Arabesque. The war was almost over, they'd said, and he would soon be home. But I couldn't conceive of what condition he would return to us in. I thought of where he might be now, what he might be suffering. The orchestra's melodic tune became the backdrop to my mind's wanderings. The drums tapped out bullets that sprayed past my ears. Had he been injured? Each cymbal an explosion that clattered through my chest. Had he witnessed death? My attention was drawn to a man standing in the front row, motionless. I couldn't understand why no one was telling him to move. He was obscured by the lights above, but I could see he was wearing khaki, a uniform. He was a soldier. The uniform wasn't clean or pressed, but battered and torn, a mixture of mud, debris, and blood smattered his tunic. I wasn't dancing anymore, the other girls knocking into me as I froze, staring at the uniformed man. The audience began confused mutterings, and I shielded my eyes from the glare of a spotlight to get a better view. He was completely still, eyes wide and unblinking in horror, lungs no longer filling with air. Michael! I rushed towards him. As I neared, his body jolted. A wound appeared in his chest, causing a crimson stream to run down his uniform. He dropped to his knees, but his eyes remained forward, staring at some unseen terror behind me. His mouth sagged open and blood began to gush from it, blanketing the floor around him. I'm not sure if I screamed. Unaware if anyone ran to my aid, I watched as everything turned red to grey to black. Michael Phillips, killed in action. Their gracious majesties, the King and Queen, send sympathies.